desire.
This is my desire.
Come on, let's go. Good evening. I welcome you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is a beautiful Thursday. I am excited tonight to present this show again, once again. Time to meditate with myself, Pastor John Mamabolo. Every time, what do? We start this show with prayer. We are going to pray tonight. And after praying, and then we will start with our show. The song that is playing here, it's I Give You My Heart by Michael W. Smith. And that is the song that I am opening this show tonight with it. And I'm just going to play this song once again. And after we play this song, after it, I'm going to pray. It is a 6:05 time to meditate. After this song, we will pray. Listen to it.
Lord, with all my heart,
I am praying as I have promised you that we will pray. Let me pray as we invite God to be with us tonight. Daddy, we are praying tonight. We invite you to be with us into the show that we have started. Father, I believe that each and everyone who is listening, each and everyone who is going to listen to the show, even in our podcast, I'm saying, Lord, as we are going to speak about faith, help them, Lord, restore their heart, because we are in a station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Lord, I pray to each and every listener who have just tuned in. I pray to each and every listener who is going to tune in. I'm saying, Lord, restore their heart. Father, I pray, I stand against each and every disturbance that the devil can try to bring. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray for each and everyone who is on the road driving. I say, Lord, be with them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Now, to each and everyone who is driving, you may be on the road, you may be from work, I want to say to you, enjoy this show as we are going to meditate. Tonight I said we are going to speak about faith. Now, you may interact with us on the following number, which is our studio number, is 03289 46 58. You can WhatsApp us on the very same number, which is 03289 46 58, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. I welcome you tonight to our show. It's gonna be awesome. Let's just play this song as we I make you feel comfortable.
Time to meditate.
Six to nine p.m.
By the grace of
Church Formation.
By the grace radio.
Church Formation.
BCCSA. Broadcasters Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you. You decide a man Mama Bolo. With Pastor Mrs. MB Mama Bolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with your Mama Bolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy. Comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofelo Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
My life,
no matter what you're going through,
is in your hand by Kick Friendly.
I know that you can stand.
That is a song that is
for your life is in.
Is playing now. That my life is in your hand. It is awesome. Now we are going to speak about faith tonight, as I have promised you during the day. And what I want to say to you is just prepare your heart, because it's going to be awesome. It is going to be awesome. And God will help us tonight as we are meditating. Just this song is playing the background by King Friendly. That my life is in your hand. Now let me just tell you that your life is in the hand of God. Your future is in the hand of God. Your future is not in someone's hand. You know, sometimes I hear people saying that my future is in you. No. Your future is in God. Your future is not in someone. It is in God. Now, Kick Friendly is saying that my life is in your hand. As we meditate, that joy comes in the morning. And troubles may not last. Yes. Lord will wipe your tears tonight as we continue to meditate. You are with me, Pastor John Mama Wolo. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. Now, usually what I normally do, as I'm saying to you, that Pastor Patrick will join me tonight in our show, as we will be talking about faith. And it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. And I believe that God is going to help us as we continue to meditate. My life is in God's hand. Your life is not in someone's hand. Your life in is God's hand. Let's continue playing this song.
Who will wipe the tears away?
I know he will. And if
the heart,
this is all you have to do,
just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Say it. Come on.
Oh, I know that I can make it.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I can make
it. Hang on, joy is coming. I know.
No matter what may come my way,
Jesus, my life.
My life is in you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With Him, I know I can take it. With Him I know.
With Him I know.
I feel like having some church in here. No matter
no
what.
Matter what,
yeah. Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in your hand.
Every person is like,
I know that I can make.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know.
what may come my way.
No matter what
hallelujah.
May come my way.
Jesus, my life is in
you.
Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's say it with me. I know you can make it. No matter what may come my way, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel it all in my spirit right now. I feel it. No matter what may come my way. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what you go through, His grace and mercy go in front of you. He loves you. I know it.
Oh, yeah. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm safe.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where you are.
Dwelling in your presence.
Gotta be where you are.
Come on, say it again.
Wanna be where.
Wanna be where. Tell him I wanna be where you are.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
It is awesome. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, tonight. That song, I wanna be where you are, Lord. I wanna be where you are, Lord. So let me just give you the scripture that we are going to meditate tonight. Wherever you are, you may be in your car, you may be at work, wherever you are, I'm giving you this verse that we are meditating with in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. That is a scripture that we are meditating with. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Now you can interact with us on the following platform. You can use our WhatsApp line, which is 083-289-4658. Or you can call us on 083-289-4658. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. BTGM Radio on Skype. Or you can send us email on the radio at bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo, and I'm driving this show, Time to Meditate. This is a daily show that we are always having. Now tonight, as I told you, that we will have Pastor Patrick. He will be joining me tonight as we will be saying, what is faith? Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Let me read it. What is faith? Now, I'm going to read it first with English Revived Vision, as we normally do. And after that, we'll read with the different translations that we have. Now, it read as follows. It read as follows. Let's read it. It's saying, faith is what makes real things we hope for. It is a proof of what we cannot see. Okay. Let me repeat what it says. Faith is what makes real things we hope for, and it is a proof of what we cannot see. That is faith. Remember, that is the English Revived Vision. Now, let me read it in the Message. In the Message, it's saying, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust is in God. This faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It is our headless on what we can't see. Faith is a substance. Faith is a substance, or faith is an assurance of things hoped for. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Now, there's a difference between faith. There's a difference between faith and a vision. There's two different things there. There's a difference between faith and a vision. But they somehow, you can say they work together. But there's a difference there. Faith is what makes the real things we hope for. It is a proof of what we cannot see. Alright. It is a proof of what we cannot see. Now, let's go to Psalm 27, verse 13. It is saying, but I really believe that I will see the Lord's goodness before I die. In other words, David had faith. He had a belief. In other words, belief and faith, they work together. In other words, you believe and your faith. Faith and belief is one thing. Now, I believe that I will see. Now, you activate your faith now. Because it is sometimes difficult to say something with the mouth, but you don't mean it. Now, when you believe, now David is saying, but I really believe that I will see the Lord, Lord's goodness before I die. Remember, we are saying faith is what make the real things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. That is faith. Faith is what make the real things we hope for, and it is a proof of what we cannot see. Now you believe on something that you not yet see. Alright, I just want to give you an example. Those who are staying in Gauteng, they know that we in Gauteng there is a mall which is called Mall of Africa. Now, I want to give an example that in the year 2007. Okay, let me say in the year 2011. In the year 2011. When they build, when the constructed or built the waterfall hospital, the NetK1, Mall of Africa was not there, but in their plan they knew that we will have a Mall of Africa. In other words, they believed on something that they don't see. They believed on something that is not yet existing. In other words, faith is you believe on something that you don't see. You believe on something that is not yet exist, but you believe that this will happen. That is faith. Now, let me just give an example. When a person says, I believe and I have a faith. Now, faith, you believe on something that is going to happen. Faith is what makes the real things we hope for. Out of it, faith, it makes things that we hope for a real things. Now, you believe when they say, I mean, this is not happening, you believe that by the year so and so. Now, you believe, you predict, you believe something. In other words, we can say faith is like when somebody, you predict about the future. Ne? In other words, you talk about something that is still coming. Okay? You say that in 2025, I will be a manager. You are not yet a manager, but you see it. That is faith. Something that you see is not yet there, but you see it with a spiritual eye. That is faith. Faith is something, is a substance of what you believe for. That is faith. Now I'm giving you the again referral scripture. We go to Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. We don't want you to be lazy. We want you to be like those who, because of their faith and patience, will get what God has promised you. Now we say, we don't want you to be lazy. We want you to be like those people who are having faith and patience, so that they will get what God has promised you. Now, let me just give you an example of a man that we all know, and we are singing this song each and every day. We are saying, Abraham, blessings are mine. Now, if you can read that book of the story of Abraham, the Bible says, when God told Abraham that, Abraham, you will be the father of nations. And God told Sarah that, you, Sarah, you will be the father of nations. But in their eyes, what they see, I mean, it was not making sense. No. Faith is where they say is not going to happen. Now, when you believe that this is going to happen, that is faith. Where people, they lost hope. But when you believe that this will happen, that is what faith is. Okay? Now, let me just give you another referral, a scripture. Another referral scripture is in the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1, verse number 8. It reads as follows. You have not seen Christ, but still you love him. You can't see him now, but you believe in him. You are filled with a wonderful and heavenly joy that cannot be explained. Now listen, you have not seen Christ, but you still love him. You can't see him now, but you believe in him. That is what we call faith. You believe on something that, I mean, you don't see. That is faith. And now faith, you need to have patience. Now, faith and patience, they go together. Faith and patience, they go together. Now, if you can look in Abraham. Abraham had faith. Okay? He had faith. And he also had a patience. But I know that during their journey, there were some challenges. Where sometimes Sarah, she was losing it. She was losing it because of the situation. You know, tonight I want to say to you that let your situation not change your faith. Because faith is a substance. You believe on something that you don't see. You believe on something that when you look at your eyes, I mean, people, when they look at it, they will say, but what you're saying doesn't make sense. I mean, are you saying that, but you still believe? Alright? You still believe. Now, let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. It says, when someone belongs to Christ, it is important if they are circumcised or not. Okay? When someone belongs to Christ, Jesus, it is not important if they are circumcised or not. The important thing is faith, the kind of faith that works through the love. The important thing is faith. Faith is the substance. Faith is an assurance. Or faith is the assurance or a title deed of things that you hope for. That is faith. Is a confirmation. Faith is assurance. You know, faith is an assurance of believing. Like, this is gonna be mine. Okay? This is gonna be mine. That is faith. That is faith. You believe, even if people, they say no, but it's not gonna happen. But you believe that this will take place. Now, you are in by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Now, let me just do this as we are continuing with our show, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
You are now in our gospel band, winning soul campaign. By the grace right here, you are now, and bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our program will be available on the internet, www.radio@bythegrace.org, our radio at bythegrace.org, our church number 073-269-2731, our WhatsApp arena 083-289-4658.
Holy is the Lord. Holy hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray.
Praying, we're saying, Lord, you are in heaven, and you are the Lord. Remember, I said to you that we are meditating.
Psalm 24.
Time to meditate.
Lift up your head, O you gates,
yes.
And be lifted up, you everlasting.
So then, let me just read this paragraph about faith.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the demonstration of things not seen. The word which we translate substance signifies substance, that which became a foundation for other things to stand on, and significance such as conviction, as it produced in the mind by the demonstration of a problem, after which demonstration not doubt can remain, because we see from it that the thing is that it cannot but be and be that it cannot be otherwise that than as it is and is proved to be. Such as is the faith by which the soul is justified, or rather such as the effect of justifying faith, or it subsists the peace of God which passes all understanding, and the love of God is seen abode in the heart where it lives by the Holy Spirit. At the same time, the Spirit of God witnesses with their spirit who have this faith that their sins are blotted out, and this is a full manifest of the justified and conscience, and a whole is greater than any of its part. Equal lines and equal being placed on other do not exceed each other, or as the deduction from prop. Okay, let me go here. Things hoped for are this, an appropriation of God, and those blessings by which the soul is prepared for the kingdom of heaven, and penitent hope for the pardon of sins and the favor of his God. Faith in Christ put him in possession of this planet. Okay, now let's continue. Remember, we are talking about faith. We are talking about faith. We are talking about faith. Let's just do this. Let's just play this song.
We'll be singing forever.
You can
hear our prayer.
You can be, sing this song.
We are your children.
That's
and
a prayer.
We gathered here today
to talk about what is faith. We gathered here today to talk about faith as we are meditating. It is 6:56. It is 3 minutes to seven. As we are meditating, we are by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. You can WhatsApp us on 0832894658. You can call us 0832894658. You can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. Now let's read 1 Peter 1:7. This trouble tests your faith and prove that it is pure. And such faith is worth more than gold. Gold can be proved to be pure by fire, but gold will ruin. When your faith is proven to be pure, the results will be praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ comes. Remember, we are talking about what is faith. Faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. Now, let's go to verse number 2. God was pleased with the people who lived a long time ago because they had faith like this. God was pleased with people who lived long time ago because they had faith like this. Faith is what makes the real things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. Remember, God was pleased with the people who lived a long time ago because they had faith like this. They had faith of believing. They had faith of believing things that they were hoping for. They had faith of believing things that they hoped for, and it was a proof of what cannot be seen. That is why God was pleased with them. Now, as I promised you that we are going to have Pastor Patrick, who will join me. It is time for me to go and get him. Now we are going to get him with this song of saying by Cake Friendly, and then as we play the song, I will go and get him. And then we'll continue together. Time to meditate with me, Pastor John Mamawolo. Station that brings over the heart and soul. It is a beautiful Thursday. Babang bari ki 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 tajila merapelo la basari la merapelo. I'm saying to you, we are meditating together. It is awesome. Time to meditate. And let's do this.
Time to meditate. Hey, John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the way,
gentlemen, so.
Yeah, let me just do this. What you're going through, getting Pastor.
I know that you can stand
with this song.
For your life is in His hands. Listen.
Marudi Dumela.
Man of God, Dumela.
I welcome you to with this song that say joy comes in the morning by Cake Friendly.
Wow.
And then just listen to it and then we will continue after the song.
Thank you very much.
No matter what comes my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in your hand.
Let's sing it together.
Don't you be afraid.
And don't you be afraid.
Joy
cometh in the morning.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last so long.
Troubles, they don't last so long.
Who will wipe every tear?
Who will wipe your tears away?
And if your heart is broken,
and if your heart is broken,
just lift those hands.
Just lift your hands.
Come on, sing it with me. I know I can.
Oh, I know that I can.
Bless your name, Jesus. I know.
I know that I can.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life.
My life is in your
hands. Oh, hallelujah. With Jesus, I can take this.
With Jesus, I can.
I really love you, Jesus. With Him.
With Him, I know I can stand.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
To our listener, I am with Pastor. I am with Pastor Patrick in the studio tonight. As we are meditating, Muruti, I welcome you tonight in our show. Time to meditate. Can you just say hi to our listener?
Thank you so very much, man of God. And I appreciate the opportunity to be part of the show tonight. I just want to greet you specifically to this wonderful station. And I also want to greet the listeners that are already listening all over the world. I feel very much welcome and I appreciate opportunity to be part of the show tonight. Thank you so very much.
Okay, Marudia. So as I said, that tonight we are talking much about what is faith, because I believe that many people somehow they mix up the two, or they somehow mix the two between the faith and the vision. And I think people they somehow mix the two things. Some they think yes. that is one thing, but tonight we just want you to make it clear to our listener, because the scripture that we are meditating with, it's Hebrews chapter 11. We start from verse 1, where they are saying faith is what make real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. Whereas when we read in King James, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is what faith is. That faith you could is an evidence of something that things that you not yet seen. Could you hope for something, you believe on something that is not yet existing. But that is what faith. In other words, when people they said no, when for example if I say I have a belief, I believe that by 2025 this will happen. And that is faith. In other words, you start acting upon it. Because agree the Bible says faith without action is death. It doesn't matter how you can, but if you don't do have action on your faith, I mean, there's no other way that you're gonna see faith taking place. So now, in other words, faith and action, they go together. They go together so that it can produce the seen result. Like without faith and without action, we can't see the seen result, because there must be a result that we can see. And those results, they should come by action. You start actioning it. Now it is faith.
Yeah.
Now to give an example to you, one example that we can give, it's this radio, like how it was formed. Now it's not something that happened just now. It's not something just that happened in 2018. Even though the station started to be live in 2018, but this started long time ago. I mean, faith was involved, and it took some years, because that what we believed on something that we didn't see. It's something that was still coming. Yeah. So I don't know on that, Muruti, if you wanna add something into the faith itself, as we're talking about faith.
You know, Muruti, you are touching a very broad subject, and a subject eleng hore ke yona mokokotlo wa tumelo ya rona go Jesu Kriste.
Yeah.
You know, ha re bolela ka taba ya tumelo, re bua ka the fact that without faith it is totally impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So faith in Christ can only be found when you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now there you are able to use the faith which you have, which is the word of God,
mm-hmm.
to speak things which have not been seen yet.
Yeah.
And you confess them, and you plan alongside them. You accompany that which you have seen in your mind or in your spirit.
Yeah.
With effort.
Okay.
To see it coming to pass. If you have faith, for instance, to lose weight, you cannot just spend hours and hours praying and say, God, can I expect a miracle so I lose weight? Mm. Lord, I pray.
Yeah.
I decree and I declare that when I wake up in the morning, I will be wearing size 34.
Okay. I hear you.
You know, but it must be accompanied with action, informed action.
Mm.
Yeah, such as knowing the type of food you need to eat, such as exercising caution, discipline, as well as maybe taking time to also discipline your body through going to the gym or taking a walk or running or lifting weights or whatever the case is. But the faith which you have, or that which you have seen in the spirit, that which you hope for, you accompany that with a plan. You accompany that with action, and it comes to pass as long as you are consistent with the action that you have for your faith to come to pass.
Okay. Now, let's say, Murudez, as you mentioned the important part, that a person will say that I pray, I want to lose weight. But somehow I heard that, I don't know if you have you heard, I heard that in our neighboring country, there is this pastor. You pray, and then you lose faith. I mean, you lose weight instead. I don't know, have you somehow heard it?
Okay.
I don't know. I just heard it. It's there, they're saying, when you go there, when you are wearing size 45 or size 46, when you go there, when immediately when he finish, when he pray for you, and then you start... like you can say, okay, I want to wear size. For example, you say, okay, I want to wear size 7. And then immediately, I mean size 40, maybe 36. When you finish praying, and then you start wearing size 36. So meaning, can we say that faith worked there? Can we say faith worked there?
You see, I think... we must also understand that there is faith in Christ, and faith in Christ works a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's faith in other gods, and it works a certain way. And there's also, you know, there's those who have faith, and they are magicians as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if God wants to demonstrate a thing or two, He can make that to be possible. We don't dispute that.
Okay.
But a miracle, when it happens because of a particular reason. Because God demonstrates Himself through a miracle. He demonstrates His power through a miracle. But if you take that and you make that a ritual, it's no longer... faith, as to say, but a way of getting money. I know most probably there is a fee to get in there, and there's some money to be paid. You know, so people can use gifts like that to manipulate, to manipulate the people. I honestly do not believe that is the way to go about it. It might have worked for a person or two, but the principle that we have as the Christians is that faith must have works. It must not act like magic.
Okay. I hear you. So, somehow, I don't know, Muruti, where you are, there's some... I don't know if it's pouring strong or what. I don't know if...
It's pouring very strong.
It's pouring very strong.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Let's just continue, Muruti. Let's just continue. As I was saying to you that...
I will get into. I'll just move to a place that at least is sealed.
Okay.
So the reception can be better.
Okay. So while you do that, let me just play the song. As you preparing yourself, let me just play this song by. Let's just play this song. Step by faith, step by step, and then by. Michael Nagu Smith.
Okay.
As you prepare yourself to.
I'll just move to a place that has ceiling.
Yeah, so I think you are right now, Muruti. I can hear you very well. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just for a soul, I am with Pastor Pat. We are talking about what is faith. And you can interact with us 03-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number or even our studio number 073-269-2731. Or you can use 03-289-4658. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us via our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then there's a chat box there. Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. I am with Pastor Pat. We are discussing about what is faith. So, Muruti, as I was saying to you, that there are people whom they I mean, it's trending, this thing. I don't know, but it's trending that people, they even travel going to that place to lose weight. And they say that faith works. But somehow, some according to my understanding, I know the Bible says faith without action is death. But sometimes some of the things is... how can I say? Like, sometimes some people, they how can I say? Is a magic. It's not actually faith, but it's a magic. Yeah, it's a magic, because I understand that we're saying that, when we say that, when the Bible says that faith without action is dead, I just want to give our listener an example. Let's say I pray for somebody who's sick, and I believe that maybe he's in a wheelchair. I pray for him. Now, what he must do? He must stand up. I mean, you can't. If you are not standing up, and then I mean, you say I believe that I can stand up, but you're not standing. I mean, faith is not working there, because faith needs to work. It goes with faith. It goes with action.
That's right.
When I say stand up, you believe that I can stand up, and then you stand up. And you mustn't say, but if, what if I stand up and then I fall? Okay? What if I stand up and then I fall? Now, you have faith that I'm going to start this, and then you start it, then don't say, what if I start it and then it fall? It fail. So that's why I'm saying you have touched an important point of saying that if a person say, I want to start losing weight, but every morning you don't go to the gym, you don't run, nothing you do, how are you going to lose weight? Or maybe you pray, you say, I want to get a work, but you don't submit your CV. Or maybe you're expecting for the miracle, a miracle something. Because now the miracle
work.
Miracle work.
Yeah.
There is a miracle money. A person doesn't want to go and work. The next thing, he want to expect money. I mean, it's not faith. It is not faith. I'm listening, Muruti.
Yes, sorry to interject, Muruti. I just wanted to also add what you're saying before I forget. That... The book of James 2:17 speaks about the fact that there is dead faith.
Yeah.
You know, it's still faith, but it's dead.
Okay.
But it's still faith, but it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean it's unprofitable faith, as James puts it. He says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works?
Okay.
You know, so faith without works is dead. It's faith, but it's dead faith.
Okay.
So we need a living faith. To resuscitate faith so that faith be alive is the fact that we must accompany our faith with actions. Mm. And those actions, we must do them in total confidence that it's going to work.
Okay.
That is why the verse you have read, Muruti, it says faith is the assurance, or is the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You will have assurance first in your mind. In other words, you eliminate doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reminded of the story of Peter, that Peter walked on on top of the water for some time until he started to doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he still had faith, but his faith was living faith until it died. So what suffocates faith is doubt.
Mm.
A person says, yeah, I want to start a business. Eshmara. Yo, I wonder what's going to happen. I don't think it's going to. Now, you bring in doubt. When you bring doubt in, your faith suffocates. Yahameh.
Mm.
And even though it can still remain faith, but it becomes dead faith. There are so many people and so many Christians which have faith, but they have dead faith. In other words, their faith has just simply become a wish.
Mm.
You know. Now, a wish does not have any action to it. It's just something that you wish to see.
Yeah.
You know, but in most cases, wishes don't come through.
Okay.
It's faith, because faith has assurance.
Mm.
Faith has the confidence that that which you are aiming for, you are taking a shot for you to receive it.
Mm. Okay. Now, I hear you, touched that. Let's say there's a person here, like, okay, the faith is not a wish, yeah? It's not, faith is not a wish.
Yeah.
Because people, they think that they said, I wish that, next year I must drive a car. It's not, that is not a faith. I wish that by next year, this time I must drive a car.
Yeah,
and
you see, Moruti, a wish is not faith. If you have a New Year's resolution and you say, by the end of this year, I want to save 10,000 rands. Mm. I want to save 10,000 rands by the end of this year.
Yeah,
but you don't take any action towards driving towards that goal. And come December, you've only saved 10,000 words and reasons.
Okay.
But not 10,000 rands, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want to agree with you fully as an addition that faith is very much different to a wish.
Mm.
And God honors faith. He does not honor a wish.
Okay. So now, okay. Now, I there's this scripture that it's a... The referral one in verse number 6, Galatians 5 verse 6, when it said, when someone belongs to Christ Jesus, it is not important if they are circumcised or not. The important thing is faith, the kind of faith that works through love. So I want us to look into this, Maruti, because I think people, they misuse the word faith. Like people, they do things and they misuse it. They say, as long as I have faith, they do sin, and then they said, they even quote this verse that no, the Bible says, even if I'm not circumcised, I mean, the important thing is faith. So I want us to somehow correct this error that people are saying about this. I want us to correct it, because somehow people, they use the word faith in the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
They say, as long as I have faith, most. They do things, they said, as long as I have faith.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, I'm listening, Muruti.
Muruti, the Bible says that faith doesn't just come anyhow, dilly-dally, the way a person wants or wishes.
Mm.
There's a specific way in which faith comes, especially there's different faiths, and there's a faith in Christ.
Yeah.
You know, now the faith in Christ for the Christians, the Bible says it comes by two things. One, it comes by hearing, and, you know, the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:17, it says, so faith comes from hearing and by hearing through the word of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So when we try to interpret that in the way that anybody would understand, is the fact that, in other words, you must make sure that you are obedient to the word of God.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
I'm listening.
So obedience to the word of God is that which brings faith. Then when you obey the word of God, faith comes.
Mm-hmm.
It gets up and it comes.
Mm.
That is why the Bible says faith cometh by.
By, okay.
You know. So we do not come to faith, but we attract faith.
Okay.
By what? By hearing from the word of God and listening and abiding to the word of God, trusting Christ, you know, and obeying Christ's word. That is why the Bible says then, when you do that, then faith comes.
Okay.
It comes when you do that. You attract faith in a certain way.
Yeah.
It comes from hearing. When you hear and you hear through the word of God, then faith comes.
Mm.
But if you hear something else and you don't hear from the word of God,
mm-hmm.
the wrong faith can come to you. So there's faith in Christ and there's faith in many other things. So faith is very broad. One may believe that he has faith in Christ, but if one does not obey the word of Christ, that faith is dead, is not of Christ, it's something else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, I just want to for us to go to verse number 2. Like, it will show us, it's saying that God was pleased with the people who lived a long time ago because they had faith like this.
Yeah.
Meaning, God was pleased with these people because they had this faith that the Bible talks about. In other words, they believed on something that they don't see. In other words, they believed that we are going to Canaan. They never went to Canaan. Like, they only heard about Canaan. Okay?
Yeah.
But they had a belief that we're going to Canaan. Now, it's like with us now. We never went to heaven.
Yeah.
But we believe that we are going to heaven.
That's right.
Now, we are acting on it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we do, we make sure that we act on this part of saying that we are going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Maruti, you are touching something which I believe it's very important, because people want to see before they can believe.
Mm.
You know, people want to behave like Thomas.
Yeah, they want to be like Thomas.
Yeah, and that's the wrong type of mentality to have. When it comes to the word of God, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not even seen or seen yet.
Mm.
But you believe because God says so. So you must make sure first that it is God who spoke, not your feelings,
okay.
Not your friends, not your colleague.
Okay. So I hear you, Maruti. I hear you very much. I hear you 100%. Now, in other words, meaning the Israelites, meaning as we're reading about the Israelites and Moses and so on. In other words, they believed that we're going to Canaan. But during the road, some of them, they somehow decided to complain. Like, because now, I think what I can say is, faith and patience, they goes together, because
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Faith and patience goes together.
Yeah, because faith, to some extent, is an ability to listen to what Christ is saying with confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if he says, wait upon the Lord. I say again, wait. For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like the eagles.
Mm.
They will run and they will not be faint. Now, if you believe that which the word of God, that which Christ says in scriptures, then you have faith.
Okay.
You know, so it's important for us to understand, for instance, the faith that Adam had, or let me say Noah, for instance.
Yeah.
When God told Noah that, hey, man, I'm going to destroy this whole world, and I want you to build an ark, and also I'm going to let the rain to pour out so much.
Okay.
Now, Noah at that time had never seen a rain before. No, it was just usually the vegetation was basically given streams of water.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for vegetation. So pula inesoka ina hohang. He had never seen rain or flood before. It was going to be, he did not even know, when God says that, how is it going to happen? I mean, rain coming from above, from the clouds, where exactly? You know, he did not want to make a scientific research in order for him to believe, because he has evidence first, you know, or physical evidence for that matter, but he believed the one who spoke.
Okay.
That's very important. As long as you believe the one who spoke.
Yeah.
Now, that's faith. But if you don't believe the one who spoke, then you don't have faith in him. Yes.
Okay. So, okay. As I said, that faith and patience goes together. But I want us to go to 1 Corinthians 13:13. It's saying that, I'll just start 13, but our listener can start from verse 1 if they want to. It's saying, these three things continue, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of them, of this is love. So, why I'm putting this verse? I think, I just want to say to our listeners, I think also faith, hope, they goes together. Like faith,
that's right,
and hope and patience, they goes together. And love, meaning these four things, they goes together for faith. Because you need to have faith, you need to have hope, you need to have patience, you need to have love. Because you love what you believe at. Because when you believe that, okay, well, by 2025, I want to have a whatever that you say. Now you start practicing love on that thing that you said. And you start having hope. Ne? You start having hope of loving it. You do things because you're loving it. Yeah. You do things because you're loving it. So you work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they clearly work together. You see, if you have these three, I believe you can conquer anything.
Yeah.
If you have faith, hope, and love.
Okay.
You know, you love the one who speaks, and hope makes you to be able to wait on him.
Yeah.
And then faith, it makes you to work in him, to understand that the one who spoke is faithful.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go back to what you said, and you reiterated earlier that faith, when you have faith, you must also have patience.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you have faith for a thing, and God prepares you for a certain time for you to have that thing. And during the time of preparation, waiting for the timing of God, not your timing, there's hope required to sustain your faith.
Yeah.
So hope plays a very, very important role, because in fact, if we read the definition of faith, the Bible says, Hebrews 11:1, as we have rightfully read, it says, faith is the substance of hope, of things hoped for.
Yeah.
So faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just because you hope for a thing, now you add action. So hope plus action equals faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you hope for a thing, and you start to believe that if I can apply action to this hope that I have, then I will receive it. So hope plus action does equal faith.
They work together.
Yeah.
Okay.
They work together.
Okay. So okay, let's go to verse number 3, Murut. Faith help us understand that God created the whole world by His command. This means that the thing we see were made by something that cannot be seen. Okay? Faith help us understand that God created the whole world by His command. This means that the thing we see were made by something that cannot be seen. Okay? That's what it says. Meaning, the faith help us to understand. So in other words, that is why when you just mention, you touch something that it is impossible to please God without faith. I mean, if I don't have faith, it's not going to be easy for me to please God. It's not going to be easy, it's going to be tough. Because I don't have faith. Like believing you know, following something that you don't believe is difficult, Murut. Believe in me.
Yeah.
You follow something that you don't believe into it. You don't have faith into it. It is difficult.
Yeah.
It's like to people who you find that somebody is staying with somebody, you don't believe in the person. It's very difficult to live with that person. Because there's nowhere that you're going. That's why I'm saying, if anybody who's listening to us, if you do something not having believing into that thing, it's difficult for you to follow it.
Yeah.
Now a person needs faith to be able to follow something. Like I need faith to be able to follow. How can I say? I need faith to be able to believe that God created heaven and earth. Because I wasn't there physically. I wasn't there physically. I just reading it in the Bible. The Bible tells me that God created heaven and earth. Now it's for me to believe.
That's right.
Now for me to believe it, I need faith. Because it's not going to be easy. If I don't have faith, it's not going to be easy for me to believe it. I will start to complain and saying, but why this? But why this? But why this? That is why when we read in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 11, our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. You made all things. Everything existed and was made because you wanted it. Now, that is why the Bible, when it talks that faith help us to understand. Yeah. So let's go to verse number 4 before you can see something.
Yeah.
Cain and Abel both offered sacrifice to God, but Abel offered a better sacrifice to God because he had faith. God said, He was pleased with what Abel offered, and so God called him a good man because he had faith. Abel died, but through his faith, he is still speaking. So, does this mean that faith can still speak while I'm dead? according to the verse that I just read here. Because the Bible says, when Abel died, through his faith, he's still speaking.
Yeah. Faith is something so powerful that it goes beyond the grave. The faith you had and the vision you had, even if you died without seeing it come to pass.
Yeah.
But because you believed, and you had measures in right place. The faith which you had whilst you're still alive, people will take the baton of the vision that you had, and they will keep on running with it until it comes to pass.
Okay.
We have so many things that we are trusting God for.
Yes.
You know, for instance, you may trust God that a particular area would receive Christ and live according to the ways and the will of God.
Yes.
And the faith you may have actions which are associated with that, and death can come, you can die without seeing the results physically of that which you had prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
But you already saw the results in the spirit, and it will continue to happen until it comes to pass, because the Bible says he who started a good work will continue to perform it. But God will continue to perfect it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I totally believe that when the Bible says it was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did, and Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. And the Bible then says, although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. So by what he did, and it was written down, and it was accounted unto him as a good man, that still speaks to us. He still preaches to us that if you have faith in God and you take an action to offer with a clean heart, that can be interpreted as righteousness before God. So Abel still speaks to us. He still preaches that message to us today. He's long gone, but he's still speaking to us. He's alive and well in our ears.
Okay. So, okay. Let's go to verse number 5.
Yeah.
Enoch was carried away from this earth, so he never died. The scripture tells us that before he was carried off, he was a man who prayed God. Later, no one knew where he was, because God was taking Enoch to be with him. This has happened because he had faith. Now, okay. Now, if somebody, I just want you to correct this or to discuss this, Murat. I heard there was this man, I'm not going to mention his name. He once say, he will not die. And somehow he died. So I want us to discuss this, like, he had a, what, did he have the faith that I'm not going to die? And then he died. What happened there? What happened there? Because let's say I say, okay, I'm not going to die. Then the next thing, tomorrow, I die. And then, what is that to do? What can we say? Like, what happened there? Like.
Well, sometimes, Murutuaga, it does happen that you have faith.
Okay.
True. But faith in yourself. We must have faith in Christ.
Okay.
You know, and when we have faith in Christ, we believe that we do not know the day nor the hour. You know, we do not know whether he'll take us out of the fire or he won't. But we have faith.
Yeah.
In him that whatsoever he does, we will accept.
Alright.
But if you start to give God an ultimatum and say, God, you will do this, you basically take God, you know, and you give him a deadline and you say, you will do this. You're no longer having faith in God, because if you have faith in God, then you believe what he says. You don't believe what you say.
Okay.
If you start to believe on what you say more than you believe on what he says, it means you no longer have faith in God. You have faith in yourself, in your own word. It means you have become a God to yourself. So these dynamics are very important for us to understand. When Enoch went to be with the Lord, it was not something that he was planning or wishing for. I just want to be different. I don't want to die.
Yes.
No, it was not his intention.
Okay.
But it was the result of faith. It was the for instance, Hezekiah did not decide, I'm going to turn back to God and I'm going to face the world, I'm going to pray and remind him of what he did, and then God is going to give me 15 years more. He did not plan that.
Okay.
But it was the result of his humility, obedience, and faith.
Yeah.
So if you start to have plans in your heart, you must understand that ultimately, what will happen is that which is the will of God.
Okay.
Not your will, but the will of God. Remember, Christ had, at some point, as a total human being, as a 100% human being, there's a point where he said, you know, if it was possible, I wish that this cup would be taken away from me, because it's very difficult.
Okay.
But he understood one thing. He said, okay, not my will, but his will. You know, so when we have faith, we are saying, let your will be done. Whatsoever you say, if you say go north, I will go north. If you say die now, I will die now. If you say leave, I will leave. So when you have faith, you are saying, God, I have I have that which I wish for, but I say, let your will be done. I have faith in you that if you say go south, I will go south. Once you start to have faith in your own words, there's a problem, because it means you have become a god to yourself.
Okay, so let me just add this, Maruti, on John chapter 8, 51, verse 52. I want to support what I was saying. Now, the Bible says, I promise you, whoever continue to obey my teaching will never die. Okay? The Jews said to Jesus, now we know that you have a demon in you. Even Abraham and the prophets died. But you say, whoever obey my teaching will never die. So what I want to say is, I want to add on what I was saying, that when you have faith, the faith goes with obedience.
That's right.
Alright? Meaning, when you have faith, the faith goes with obedience.
Yeah.
And the patience, and the hope, and love. Without these five characters, or without these six characters, this faith will never take part.
Yeah.
Now, when I was saying that, when a person say that, okay, I believe that I will never die, then I must obey. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me just give you an example, Marut. Okay. I say, okay, I'm going to stand on the railway line. I believe that the train will knock me, but I will never die. What am I doing?
Okay.
I said, okay, today, I'm going to the railway line where the train pass. I'm going to sleep there that it will pass, but I will never die. You see, I'm not obeying. In other words, I'm not obeying, because there's no other way that the train will never, I mean, there's no other way. In other words, I will be testing God.
Yeah.
I will be testing God.
Yeah. And you know what? Just to add on what you're saying, Murudwak, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And it says, do not lean on your own understanding. That's the problem that we have, that we're not leaning on the understanding of God.
Okay.
Sometimes we lean on our own understanding.
All right.
You know, on other words, I want to do things my own way. Finally, company, but again, my way.
Yeah.
You know, so we have that problem, Yahore. Even if something is disobeying the word of God, you know, but I want to apply this dead faith to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a problem that we have as the faith, as the faith fraternity.
Okay.
Or as the people of faith, Hore. We want to rely on our own understanding. But here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, but your faith must not rest on the wisdom of men.
Okay.
Yeah. Tumelo ya hawe sike ya ba boshaling ba motu kapa ya ba boshali ba motu. But it must be in the power of God.
Okay.
Yeah. So There is a type of faith that people have which relies on the wisdom of men. When I say men, I mean men or men woman.
Yes.
You know, so that faith, sometimes it relies, you see, faith is finally a ladder.
Yes.
Yeah. And it must rest on the power of God as a wall. It must not rest on the wisdom of men.
Okay.
Yeah. So people, as the book of 1 Corinthians 2:5 says, some of the people have faith, but their faith is relying on the wisdom of men. And that's a very dangerous thing to do, because the wisdom of men is your own understanding of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. if I bake a cake today, then I will, if I bake the cake and it's nice, therefore, tomorrow, I will be a millionaire. That's not the power of God.
Okay.
That's the wisdom of men. That's my own understanding of things.
Yes.
And my own understanding of things will not come to pass, because there's no power in that. There's no power in that. But faith must rely on the power of God. In other words, it must, the power of God is in Scripture, is in His Word. So your faith must be in line with what God says in His Word. If your faith is not in line with Scripture, that faith is dead.
Yes. Okay. I hear you, Maruti. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's do this as we continue to meditate. The time is 8:08. I am with Pastor Pet. We are meditating. We're talking about faith. What is faith? Remember we said faith is believing on something that you don't see, like hoping for something that you don't see, and faith is what make real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. So we are meditating. You are in by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. So let's just do this. We are going to drink some water and juice and tea. We come back.
Time to meditate. Hey, John,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
church will be soon.
For you, I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh yes. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul, oh, cast down, but mercy rewrote my mistakes were turned into miracles. Every tear was turned into joy. My sins forgiven, a new name was written. thank God when mercy rewrote my life. Help me sing a song now. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast weight, but mercy rewrote my life. One more time. I could have fallen, my soul, but mercy
rewrote our life. And we thank God for that, because mercy have rewrote my life. We're still continuing. I am with Pastor Pet. We are meditating. We are talking about what is faith. And as I said, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. Now, let's go to verse number 6. Without faith, no one can please God. Whoever comes to God must believe that He is real and that He rewards those who surely try to find Him. Yeah. So that is what it says in verse number 6, that without faith, no one can please God. Whoever comes to God must believe that He is real and that He rewards those who surely try to find Him. In other words, if I don't have faith, as we already spoke about this part, that it is not easy. It's going to be difficult. It's difficult to please God. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, in fact, from the NIV, I just want to read from the NIV. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Okay.
I like that term, impossible.
Mm.
And then it continues and it says, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists.
Okay.
And He rewards those who earnestly seek Him or diligently seek Him.
Okay.
You know, so in other words, there are few things which groom somebody's faith. One, by faith you understand who God is. Okay. Number two, after you understand who God is, then you come to Him through believing who He is.
Okay.
That He exists. Mm-hmm. And number three, you understand that He has the power to reward those that seek Him.
Okay.
You know, the word seek there is the word that is associated with believing, or the one that is associated with obedience. So He rewards those who diligently seek Him. In other words, He rewards those who obey His word.
Okay.
So basically, faith is obedience to the word of God.
Yeah.
Faith is very much linked, as you have put it before, Murudiwaka, that faith is about obeying that which God says and believing that if you have Him on your corner or in your corner or by your side, you know, He will make sure that He watches over you. He will reward you because you seek Him, because you trust Him, because you believe in Him, because you know in Him there is no failure, because you are in Him.
Yeah.
So now that you are in Him you walk, in Him you move, in him you have your being, that nothing is impossible, you know. So, but you must be in him, and you become in him first by believing who he is. You know, you believe, okay, Mudimo ke mupi walo dimo lele fasi. Mudimo kiena yale moholo hofeta, kiena yana li authority hofeta, everything else that is there, he's the King of Kings.
Yes, it is.
You know, you believe for a kiena man handling. And you start to understand that nothing is impossible with him. Once you carry all that understanding of who he is, you make a decision to come to him and become Mwanahai.
Yes.
Now, when you ubang Mwanahai, if you become his child, you decide to come under his wing. And once you are under his wing, you obey that which he says, because you understand that nothing is impossible with him. You understand that whatsoever he says is good for you. Then you have faith when you have that type of obedience or that type of belief. So hence the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please him. How can you please him if you don't believe him? How can you believe him if you don't have faith in him?
Yeah.
How can you have faith in him if you don't know him?
Yeah.
If you don't know what he's capable of, if you don't know what he created, if you don't know who he is, where he was, where he started, where he began, all these type of things. And that says you must hear about him first and hear from him.
Yeah.
So in order for a person to have faith, homodimo, first of all, that person, it means we carry the mandate to go out there and tell him or tell the people about him so that they can hear about him, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So sapili, Rona, we must take our bags, go out there and preach the gospel. And when people hear about him, he's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the one that was and is to come. He's the one who made everything for himself, for his glory. When people hear about him, they start to believe and they start to know about him. And once they know about him, then faith comes in them. And when faith comes in them, they start to believe him. You know, and once they start to believe him, they start to have confidence in him.
True.
You know, and once they have confidence in him, then faith has come and faith is growing from little faith to great faith.
So yeah, no, yeah, it. You know, like, yeah, well, if a person. Because I think people sometimes they, as I'm saying, they don't understand what is faith, and it sometimes becomes a problem because we end up being doing things not understanding because somebody gave us wrong information. Somebody said to us, no, you know this and this, because people, they understand things in a different way. And that's why some people, they say, you know, barata or muruti ka spedi bar homu, oto soye yewe itu sa. Kuri like, trying to say that, no, agree they're trying to help God. Like there are those people who like to help God. Helping God in which way? Like, if a person is sick, he's gonna do things so that he said, no, agree the Bible say faith without action is dead. I'm trying to take the action. But whereas that person, what he's doing is he's trying to help God.
Yeah.
You see, person goes to Sangoma.
I know better.
Now you don't know anything.
Yeah, when I'm modimo karo slow nyana so.
Ugaru slow nyana.
Yeah, ugaru modimo ki slow lena so.
That's what people they banana yalo re. Or agree no mutu bana din thori sakri the way adi imaging ka ding. Because as I told you, Morudor, waiting is not easy. I mean, waiting, you wait for the bus. You don't know when will the bus come. Now, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Good. You're waiting for something that you don't know when is that thing going to come. But the Bible says you must keep on waiting. Now, faith goes with waiting as well. Let's go on, Muruti. Number 11. Noah was warned by God about things that he could not yet see. But he had faith and respect for God. So he built a large boat to save his family with his faith. With his faith, Noah showed that the world was wrong. And he became one of those who were made right with God through faith. Now, is what we're talking about, that Noah, he was warned about things that they are not yet there. Like, he was warned about things which are not yet happened. Yeah, but God warned. He told Noah, because of faith, that you believe on things that you... they are not yet seen.
That's right.
Yeah. You believe on those things which they are not yet seen, but you believe in them.
Yeah, from the NIV version, Murudi, it says, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, I just like that, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness, that is in keeping with faith. You know, I just like that term, holy fear.
Okay.
You know, because there's different types of fear, but holy fear is, in fact, to some extent, faith, because Noah was warned by God about what is going to happen, but as you have rightfully said, Morutwaka, that it had not happened yet, but he was moved by the holy fear to build an ark as God commanded him to do so. Yeah, so that's one of the things that I believe that we need. We need holy fear, you know, the type of fear that says, you know, there's nothing else I can do but the will of God. Because if I do not do the will of God, automatically I do the will of the devil, whether knowingly or unknowingly.
Unknowingly, yeah.
You know, so the NLT version says, and it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed, that's holy fear. He obeyed who warned him about things that had never happened before.
Okay.
You know, and he did not rely on his understanding. I mean, I get a lot of people are saying, no, when we say Jesus is coming, we're talking something that born in their age, they've never seen it happening, so it won't come. You know. So, but the Bible continues and it says, by his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. Here's another lesson point, which I think is very important, that righteousness comes by faith. Yeah, he received the righteousness that comes by faith. Yeah, so I like what Noah did, because Noah obeyed, and that's something that we need. If we obey, then faith comes by obeying the word of God, and righteousness comes by faith. I don't know if you see the process here. Yeah, faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
Then faith,
yeah.
Now that there's faith in us, righteousness, yata. Kore. Hamutu amamela linzula mudimo. Faith iabona urumameti linzula mudimo umutu. Yamamela mudimo. Then faith yata me.
Yata ya.
Yeah, has a fishile faith. Then righteousness ya bona runali tumelo. And then righteousness ibona tumelo moyona. So righteousness is attracted to faith. Mm. And faith is attracted to hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm. That's why I said, Muru, these things they go together. They go together. Because you, if you have faith, you must have patience. If you have faith, you must have hope. If you have faith, you must have love. If you have faith, you must have a listening skill to obey. You must have obedience.
That's right.
Because now, Noah had faith, but he had to obey.
That's right.
Okay. Like when God said to Abraham that, Abraham, take your only son, go to the mountain. Abraham had faith, he had to obey. Now, to our listener who are listening to us now, we are saying, if you have faith, you must obey.
Amen, amen. Because, you know, sorry, Melody, to just interrupt you there. You know, there is this type of faith, the dead faith, that the fake Noah could have had. The faith that says, well, God, you have spoken.
Mm.
So now that you have spoken, God, I believe it, I receive it, and it shall come to pass. Mm. I don't need to build an ark now.
Yeah.
I just need to believe. You know?
Yeah.
I just need to believe. I believe, God, that somebody out there is going to build an ark for me.
Mm.
You know, and I will climb in there and I will be safe.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, which is the wrong kind of faith. So Noah had faith, but because of faith, he was moved to work with his hands, to put in effort, to put in time, to put in resources, to ask for help, to atware water pascal toho, atware typical toho, amejare, you know, building an ark was an act of faith. That's something that we need. You know, we don't just need to have faith, but we need to have the act of faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
So yeah, it is very important, Maruti, because people they thought that, I mean, faith is not going alone. I mean, faith is not going alone. It goes with something. It can't just go alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is what I like about the Abraham, and what I like about the Noah. What they did is they were applying faith and action and obedience. They had to obey. Because if you don't obey, I mean, the faith will never work. Because it need obedience. You must obey. And you must obey and hear what God say. And that is what faith is all about. Now, let's just continue to our listener. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Let's just read this to our listener. They should know, by the Grace Online Radio, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. What a joy in heaven when one soul repent. Spirit Uplift Radio, Soul Revive Radio, Life Change Radio, Mind Revive Radio, Stress Free Radio, where the gospel is preached, where the unadulterated gospel preached. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. 2 Timothy 4 verse 1 to 2. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. That is who we are. That is who we are. So we're still continuing. You can chat to us on our chat line on our www.radio.bydegrace.org. You can WhatsApp us on 0832894658. You can Skype us on BTGM Radio. You can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. I am with Pastor Pat. We are meditating. The time is 16 past 8. It is a beautiful Thursday. You know, Muruti won't go no banabari. Kizachila marapelo banag. You know, won't go no. Bahekulu. O gobabu abari. Kizachila marapelo banaga. Ikizachila marapela. So that's what they say. Pawang bar kizachila bumme. But we are meditating on this day. Time to meditate. We reflect on our what is faith. Now we are continuing. Now verse number 8, it said, God called Abraham to travel to another place that he promised to give him. Abraham did not know where that other place was, but he obeyed God and started traveling because he had faith. That's what we're talking about. That when you have faith, you obey. It is not easy, Marudi, you obey. I just want to say this to our listener, that we as a by the grace ministry, we have obeyed God. Sometimes we go to the places where we see that, I mean, with our strength we can't make it, but yeah. we have somehow learned to obey God.
Yeah.
In everything we do.
Hey Maruti, you remind me as you talk about the faith of Abraham.
Yes.
You remind me also of the faith of Rebecca.
Okay.
In I believe it's the book of Genesis chapter 24.
Oh.
Rebecca had faith to marry a man she has not seen, or umushoti kapa utol, and is he slender or well built? Is he poor or rich? And she traveled distance coming to her husband. Already he was her husband, but she had never seen him before or heard of him for that matter.
Yes.
But I believe that Rebecca was a prayerful woman. She did not want to walk by sight.
Yes.
By what she sees. She walked by faith. And that's the same thing that we see being done by Abraham. From NIV says, by faith, when Abraham called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he got up and he went.
Yes.
Even though he did not know where he was going, but he went because he knew the one who says go. You know, we don't know exactly what the future holds, but we know the one who holds the future. So we go according to the word of the one who spoke, because we know he is faithful.
Yes.
So I want to say to somebody who is listening tonight, reflect on these things. Find out for yourself if you really do have faith in God, because faith in God is obedience. It does not matter how little you have, but with faith it is much. Because God takes what is little and he multiplies it for your favor. Just as Abraham was able to leave his family behind and obey the word of God. And he went into a place, Asaitibing, and later he discovered that the place is going to be his place. So there is a reward for those who diligently seek him. There's a reward for those who have faith in him. Because if you go to the land that the Lord is showing you to go there, How future kakwa you might find out that you are going to the land that actually belongs to you.
Yeah.
So reflect on these things if you are listening right now, if you're listening to By the Grace Radio. Reflect on these things tonight. Number one, do you really have faith? Number two, the faith that you have must be the faith where you don't rely on the things that you have seen with your eye. But it must be the things that you have seen with the eye of the Spirit. Number three, it's very important that the faith that you have is like a ladder. It must lean on the wall, and the wall that is the Word of God. Yeah. Tumeloya how it must be in line with the Word of God.
Yes.
It's like a mela fella. There's no ladder that stands on its own fella fella G. Unless it's a fashion, it's a But nevertheless, I want to say to someone who is listening to us, the faith that you have in that business, it needs you to start acting upon it. No matter how little you can start, but you need to start. You need to get up. You need to move.
Yes.
With the little that you have, as little as a mustard seed, you can take that and you can run with it. You know, with a little that you are holding in your hand, it may be the stuff of who was that man, the man who was having the stuff, who was leading the who was leading Israel.
Yeah, Moses.
Even if you have the staff of Moses, what you have is good enough for you to start. Even if you want to start an evangelical ministry, you don't need to wait until you have trucks and you have big speakers and you have great microphones and you've got great teams. But by yourself going to your neighbor and telling your neighbor about Jesus, you can start. You can start. If you have a voice to speak and the legs to walk and the hands to touch, you can begin with the little that you have. And God will see to it that it comes to pass, because he does not, you know, the Bible says we must not despise the day of small beginnings. That's faith. Faith does not despise the day of small beginnings. So with the little that you have, maybe you just have an amount only that is fitting for a deposit. You can use that to start your degree, and you say, I'm going to apply faith, and I don't know how it's going to come to pass, but I trust him. Trust God in that marriage. Trust God in starting that business. Trust God in starting that ministry, that evangelical ministry. You know, trusting God even in that marriage that is breaking apart. Believe in him. Trust him. Talk to him. Converse with him. You know, kneel down on your knees and be able to say, God, I don't know if this marriage can still be repaired, but I know that in you I can do all things. I know that in you there is no failure. I bring this marriage to you. I bring this business that is breaking apart to you. I bring this suffering, I bring this illness to you, God, and I know that in you there is no failure. I bring it. That's faith.
Yeah. I hear you, Maruti. To our listener, the time is running fast. Like as I said that Abraham, he didn't know where he was going. God told Abraham that, Abraham, I'm sending you to this country, but Abraham didn't know the place. But because Abraham had faith, he had to obey. Now, to each and every one, if you have faith, you must obey what God says, not what people says. Because sometimes people, they can say, yeah, where now you are, and then where else is not God. So let's go to verse number 9. Abraham lived in the country that God promised to give him. He lived there like a visitor who did not belong. He did this because he had faith. He lived in a tent with Isaac and Jacob, who also received the same promise from God. So that is what happened. Like, he lived there, Abraham. He lived to a place where he didn't know anyone. He lived in a foreign land. But because God told him, God said to him that he should go there, he obeyed. So we want to say to everyone who is listening to us, it is very, 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 very important to obey God. It is very, very, very important to hear what God says. It is very important. I know. You see, Muruti, obeying, listening to God, obeying to God is not easy. Because He will send you to a place where, I mean, you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know where you're going to start. But He sent you there. That you must go there. That is what God does. So that is what God did to Abraham, that He have sent him. Now let's go to verse number 10. Abraham was waiting for the city that has really foundation. He was waiting for the city that is planned and built by God. Okay, we go to number 11. Sarah was not able to have children, and Abraham was too old, but he had faith in God, trusting in Him to do what He promised. And so God made them able to have children. Now, to this one, what I'm saying is, Sarah was not able to have children, and Abraham was too old, but had faith in trusting God, trusting Him to do what He promised, and God made what He have promised. Now, in other words, they have faith. When you have faith, what God has promised you, it will happen. Like if God promised you something, that thing will happen. God will not change what He have promised you. If God promised you something, whatever that God has promised you, it will happen. It will never, never, never change. So it's the matter of waiting upon the Lord. That's why the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Like, you must just wait upon the Lord. Yeah. It is not easy to wait. But it is very important that we should wait upon the Lord. Yeah. We must wait upon the Lord.
Yeah, because there's two types of waiting. Mm. One can simply just wait, and another can wait upon the Lord.
Yes.
You know, and that is why the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, bona strength sabona will be renewed. In other words, at times whilst you are sitting in your waiting room, you know, strength sometimes can seem as though it diminishes.
Yes.
You know, ukawuta ukati kani di mata afela. Uta ukari litsepolio na ya afela.
Yes.
And it feels like God is not watching. It seems like God does not see you. It seems like you keep on praying, but you don't see results. Sometimes it may feel as though it's over, because you have gone past the right age, just as Sarah. Nevertheless, God honors His word, and He honors His word for 1,000 generations. You know, there are times where you pray and you trust God, and you go to fasting, and you see your friends and you see your neighbors as though things are well, and it seems as though God has totally forgotten about you. There are times like that in the life of faith. But nevertheless, the life of faith is a journey.
Yeah.
And those who carry faith in their backpack, they arrive at their destinations. Does not matter how long it takes. But what matters is that there's a specific type of people, those who wait upon the Lord, just as Sarah waited. Even she was in old age, but the fruit of her obedience and the fruit of her faith came to pass. Now, faith says, I don't wait on my timing, I wait on God's timing. Things will happen, but they won't happen in my time, they'll happen in God's time.
Yes.
You know, so when we have faith, we must carry these things in mind. I'm talking to somebody tonight that maybe you are waiting upon the Lord. You've been waiting very hard, and it seems as though there's no promotion.
Yes. I hear you, Mrut.
And it seems as though there's no company that just recognizes you or wants to call you for a job interview. You know, I'm speaking to someone who is in jail, and we have spent 11 years, and it seems as though you have paid the price, but still, nevertheless, it seems as though now you have served your time, you have come back, you have changed, you're a man of God, but people don't trust you anymore. You know, I'm speaking to that young man or that young lady that has been waiting on God for marriage. You know, that keep on waiting upon the Lord. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. You know, that which he said will come to pass. It does not come to pass on our timing, but it comes to pass on his timing.
On his timing, yes.
He will never disappoint us. And here's something that I like. Mazulu are akawadli amandla omuntu. He does not rely on the power of people, and he does not wait the power of people. He does not. He's a trusted God.
Yes.
And he's a faithful God. And that which he said will come to pass. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should turn away from that which he has spoken. If he has spoken, his promises, they remain yes and amen.
Yes.
So he keeps his promise, and he keeps his promise for 1,000 generations. All we need to do is to carry our faith and keep our faith.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Because he keeps his side of the covenant, and we can all we can do is to also keep our side of the covenant. So I am saying, if you are listening right now, you may be a young man, you may be a young woman, you may be you can be a father or a mother. You know, keep on kneeling, keep on trusting God. Maybe your son has gone away, he does not come back home. Maybe it's your husband, he has gone away with a young lady. Maybe it is your wife. Your wife, it seems as though she's disobedient, she does not want to listen to you. Keep on trust God for that marriage. Take that marital problem and put it in the altar of God. Put it in the hands of God. You know, the Bible says, it says, cast your cares upon him because he cares. Cast your burdens upon him because he's the one who cares. Don't carry it by yourself, but carry it with the arms of faith. Carry it towards the table of God.
Yes.
So faith is that which we handle the things that trouble us. All our cares, we take it with the arms of faith, and we carry it to the arms of God.
Yeah.
And we put it in the altar of God. We put it upon the altar, and we say, God, here is our sacrifice. You know, sometimes we must worship God with faith. It takes the step of faith to say, God, I don't know if this marriage is going to work out the way I intended, but God, I put it onto your altar. I take this broken heart and I put it in the altar, God. Fix it, because you are the one who is the potter. You can take the broken pot and you can make it all over again. You can fix it. I know. I'm speaking to someone who says, I've just received bad news that I've got cancer. I'm speaking to someone who says, I've just got bad news that my son has passed on. I've just gotten bad news that my daughter got a car accident, and I'm driving to the scene right now. I don't know, but my heart is broken apart, And I just want to say to that person, once again, have faith in God, because faith in God, one of the things that it attracts comfort, and it attracts a rejuvenation. It also attracts refreshment. So I'm saying, be encouraged, my brother and my sister. Keep on having faith. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith, because God honors those who have faith. And that faith can be counted unto you as righteousness. Just as it was with Sarah, it may seem as though things are not just coming on. It seems as though that son that you are waiting for is not coming to pass. But I'm saying, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be cast upon the seas, and it shall be so. You can say, be healed, and it can be so. So by faith you are able to speak. You must speak to the situation with your faith.
Yeah, it's true. So what, well, on what Muru that you saying, faith and hope. Faith and obedience. Faith and patience.
Yes.
They go together. Now, you may be in whatever that you are in, you think that God is not with you, but tonight we want to say to you that God is watching you, God is with you.
Yeah.
So I want us to play this song by Michael W. Smith, saying, "You are the Lord." And then as we play this song, we will continue when we come back, just to get some water, and then we are back now with the song.
Time to meditate.
Teacher Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus Christ.
It is awesome. To our listener, I want to say that the time is 15 minutes to 9. In these 15 minutes, we are going to sign off. It is awesome. I'm with Pastor Patrick. We are meditating. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. We are talking about faith. We said faith, it goes with obedience. And faith, it goes with patience. And faith, it goes with hope. And faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. And that is what faith is. So we learned a lot about faith, that Abraham, he was having a faith, he had to obey, he had to listen to God when God sent him away. So to our listener, we believe, we know that sometimes God is speaking to you, you don't want to listen to him. But you said you are having faith tonight. We want you that when God speaks to you, you must listen to him and action it. But I think the problem may be what is, I mean, how will I know that it really God speaking to me? I believe that tomorrow or Saturday we'll talk about it. Like our person will know that God is really speaking to me. Because when God speaks to you, you should react on it. And faith comes by hearing the word of God, as we see. It will not just come. It comes first by hearing the word of God. And then that's how the faith, you can get faith. And you action upon that that weight. And yeah, so we are continuing, Maruti. I want us to go to verse number 17. God tested Abraham's faith. God took him to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. Abraham obeyed because he had faith. He already had the promise from God, and God already said to him, it is through Isaac that your descendants will come. But Abraham was ready to offer his only son. He did this because he had faith. In other words, there are things that you can't do if you don't have faith. Just imagine, Muruti, Abraham waited for so long. Now God is blessed him with a son, Isaac. And he knew that obviously Isaac is only the last son, the only son I'm going to have before I die. Now he was happy. I think they were all excited and happy. But here what the Bible says. The Bible says God tested him now. He said, bring the only son as a sacrifice to me. But if Abraham did not have obedience, he was going to say, no. How can I give you my only son? But he had to obey.
Yeah.
And that is why he became the father of nation. Now in obeying and doing, because you can't just obey and not doing. Now you obey, and then you act upon the obedience. Now you do what you have been told. If you don't do what you have been told, and then it's not gonna work. Now you first thing that you do, you first hear. When you hear, the faith comes. When the faith comes, and then you obey. After obeying, you do what they said you must do. So those are the things that need to happen. Yeah. Because people are lacking this part of they just have a faith, but you don't want to obey. You have a faith, but you don't want to have patience. Because patience, I mean, Abraham had patience. Just imagine, I don't know how many years have they married. Maybe it was 95 years been married, or maybe 65 years. But they waited because they had patience. So each and every one, because a person will say, because people sometimes they don't want to obey, they don't want to have patience. They rush things, they said, I have faith. So, but when you obey, you wait upon it.
Hey, Maruti, you know, the issue of Abraham having to sacrifice Isaac, and after he waited so long for Isaac, and Isaac was the most precious thing he had, because he was not equaled to the wealth that Abraham had or the wife that he had, you know. But Isaac was most valuable. I understand he had a lot of wealth. I understand that he married a most beautiful wife. You know, Sarah was beautiful. The Bible records that. You know, but, you know, God does not say, take a million and offer. He does not say, take some, most of your donkeys or your most loved donkey. You know, he says, take Isaac. But I think from this we understand, as 17 says, by faith Abraham, when God tested him, that when you have faith, your faith will be tested.
Yeah.
You know, so in other words, a person of faith, haunali dumelo, there comes a time of test, and there comes a time where you must hit a button of sacrifice. Mm. These two things are also equally important. We spoke about discipline. We spoke about obedience. We spoke about hope. You know, we spoke about love. And now, in faith, also there are tests.
Mm.
And there are sacrifices that must be done.
Yeah.
You know, I might be talking to some people which are listening to the sound of my voice on this By the Grace Radio, people which have their faith tested.
Mm.
You have faith, but your faith is tested so much.
Yes.
And it seems as though you don't know how long you're going to hold on.
Yeah.
You've been holding on for so long, and that very thing that was your last hope, it seems like Leona, God says, offer with it.
Yeah.
It seems like the very people that accepted you when your back was against the wall, they're turning against you now.
Mm.
And the people that accommodated you in times of need, in times of tribulations and tempests, the very same people are turning against you. The church is turning against you. I might be speaking to a pastor, you know, who says, the church is sabotaging and is turning against me.
Yeah.
My wife is turning against me. My son, my daughter is turning against me. My husband is turning against me. The community is turning against me. My faith is put to test. Mm. I don't know what I need to do anymore. And all that you need to do is have patience, trust in God, obey, and realize that there's a time for everything.
Yes.
There's time for test and there's time for offspring.
Yeah.
There's time for when your faith will be tested. But there's something that I like about when your faith is tested.
Mm.
That after the test, after the examination, there's the next level.
Mm.
Because in order for you to move from one level to another, you must go through a test.
Mm.
In order for you to receive promotion or to receive the next level or the next school grade or the next standard, you must go through the test.
Mm.
And after you have been tested and you are found to be faithful, then God opens a door for another step, for another level, for another promotion, for another breakthrough.
Mm.
So I am saying to somebody tonight that might be listening to me, you may be the father, you may be the mother, you may be the sister or brother, and your faith is tested, and it seems as though you, God is saying, offer your Isaac.
Mm.
I'm saying to you, trust him, because that's what Abraham did. The Bible says he reasoned that God could even raise the dead. So in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. So you speak life even in the situation like that of Isaac. So what happened is that Abraham spoke life, and he said, he reasoned that Modimo wa khona uphidisa batho ba shwileng. So the Bible says in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back even before he could embark on the journey to go and sacrifice Isaac. So it's in that time of hopelessness, in that time where your faith is being tested, it's very important for you to speak positive and to speak right.
Mm.
And to speak faith and to speak life.
Yeah.
Speak life in that death situation. Speak life. Never lose hope. And don't speak failure. Speak life.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah. No matter what they come my way.
No matter what they come my way.
Jesus, my life is in.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
The time is 5 minutes to nine. In 5 minutes, we're signing off. It is awesome. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I'm with Pastor Pat. We are meditating, talked about faith. In brief, we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. We went down with it and we learned a lot. What is faith? And so on and so on. There are characteristics of faith. What you must do. And number one, we spoke about faith, that faith goes with hope. Faith goes with obedience. Faith goes with patience, love, and hope and all those things. And we believe that you have learned a lot. We have also learned a lot as we continue. Maruti is going to say the last word. I'm going to say the last word. And we are going to sign off with a song by Sinach, I Know Who I Am. And I'm going to give Maruti a time to say whatever you want to say. And last wait and so on, and after it wait, and then we will play the song by Monach, and then we sign off. I give time Maruti to say final wait as we are signing off.
Hey, I just want to leave my listeners tonight with two verses quickly. Luke chapter 1 verse 37, it says, "For nothing is impossible with God." Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your path."
Yes.
So, briefly, I'm just saying nothing is impossible with God. It might be impossible with people, but take that impossible situation and put it in the altar. Kneel down on your knees and say, "God, you can do all things. You can raise the dead. You can heal the sick. You can promote the unpromoted. You can recognize the unrecognized. You can value the unvalued. You can do all things, God. Here is my situation. Nothing is impossible with you. So I take my impossible, I put it to you, and it becomes possible." So trust God. Pray. Communicate with God. And trust Him with all your heart. Don't rely on the situation. Don't rely what you see with your eyes. Rely on God. Don't rely on your own understanding, the way you understand things. But rely on Him who is able to do, you know, exceedingly abundantly above all that man could ever think or imagine. We love you so very much. You can contact us if you want to talk. You can talk to us in confidence. We are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. And we are saying we love you so very much. And we thank you that you are faithful in listening to us. And may God count that even to faith.
Yeah, so what Maruti is saying is you can contact us. You can contact Maruti direct on his email, patrick@bythegrace.org. You can contact me directly on my email, john@bythegrace.org, or you can send us on radio@bythegrace.org, or you can, send us WhatsApp on 0832894658, and we'll be able to assist you. It's been awesome. And 1 minute to eight. 1 minute to nine, I mean. We are signing off with the song by I Know Who I Am by Sinach. And then we'll sign off with this until we meet tomorrow, same time. Yeah, same time. Same studio by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Cheers, we love you. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
We are a chosen generation, called for to show I know who I am. I know who God said I am.
what they